Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
It's our annual bud planting edition in this week's edition of Garden Talk, and Master Gardener Ed Byarski joins us on the line. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So we have a question here from a listener, which is somewhat related. Daniel writes, is there anything useful in the garden that can be done with fresh moss from a recently thatched yard? Mulch for potato beds?
Well, maybe. Usually the problem is if you use the moss and the potato garden, then you're going to have a new moss garden in your potato patch. Then you're going to have to thatch the potato patch later or next year or something like that. It isn't really completely dead, even though it looks all brown or black when folks are thatching their lawn. I believe Lisa Juno Composts is accepting that material for her to compost because she does hot composting. And that's really the key to kill the moss.
Now, when it comes to planting potatoes, are there enough seed potatoes in the stores right now?
Well, from what I understand, local retailers are out, including me. So there the challenge is going to be finding potatoes if you waited too long. I think potatoes kind of disappeared like toilet paper around town. You can try to order some, but from everything I've heard about nurseries and seed catalogs generally, it's a challenge finding anything like that. Look around, see what you can do, talk to some friends. If you've got some of your own potatoes that are sprouting, not the standard store-bought eating potatoes, you might be able to use those. Hopefully people have their potatoes already and have gotten them sprouting, because we'd like to have a half inch to one inch sprouts on those potatoes to begin with.
And so for those folks who are lucky enough to already have actual seed potatoes, not store-bought eating potatoes, but seed potatoes, what should they be doing? How should they plant them?
We can hope that the soil has been in their gardens, have been kind of warmed up. I know a lot of folks have been asking about growing in containers, tubs, buckets, whatever, with lots of drain holes. What I normally do is dig a couple of trenches down my 4 foot wide boxes, and even a 3 foot wide box, you can have two trenches down those. In the bottom of a trench, it might be 6 to 8 inches deep, scratch in a little bit of fertilizer down the trench. And so like in a 10 foot length of trench, I would put probably a cup of inorganic blended fertilizer or maybe half a cup of chemical fertilizer like 8-32-16 or 10-20-10. Scratch that in the bottom and just get it covered, and then set your seed potatoes or pieces, which are hopefully a piece size of a golf ball or a ping pong ball, would be good size, whole or cut with a couple of eyes. And then just barely cover those with and half inch of soil is enough. And if we still have the trench, partial trench, plastic over the top of that to kind of make a little mini greenhouses just to help keep them warm. Check them, take a week or a little more maybe, to get some sprouts on them.
What if you've already got some sprouts coming out of some of those eyes? Just kind of like curl the sprouts sideways into the soil?
Something like that, or even, I mean, I've planted seed potatoes with as much as 6-inch to even 12-inch long sprouts. That I would actually kind of plant the piece of potato down in the bottom and then kind of angle them up to the surface. Again, just barely cover the whole sprout, maybe even leaving the tip of that if you've got a long sprout on them. And the good thing about that is that you'll get more quickly growing potatoes, as well as the side shoots that come off the main stem are what will give us potatoes. And that kind of leads us into the hilling of the potatoes as they grow up. So if they get 4-inch tall potato plants, cover most of that with soil, leave the tip exposed. Off the sides of the stems are where the rhizomes on which the new little potatoes will be set later.
And then you just keep doing that every time it grows another 4 inches, right?
Yeah, and I'll do it 2 to 3 times depending on how much space and soil I have. You know, a couple times is good. By the time I use the soil that's on the side of those trenches, you know, then my bed is going to be slightly mounded. You can add a little more. You can add some, if you can get down to the beach, get some seaweed or some sand.
Should we be planting potatoes in the same spot that we planted last year?
Preferably not. It's really worth rotating them, and particularly if folks have had potato scab in that bed, in those potatoes, that potato scab, some of the fungus is left behind when you dig the potatoes. It just doesn't all come out with the potatoes. So then it's left in the soil, unfortunately, and can stay in the soil for quite a long time. Rotation is really important, so get other stuff, whether that be cabbage and lettuce and other greens, or you can do other root crops, beets and carrots and turnips, that sort of thing. But rotation, and ideally a couple of years rotation, is preferable.
Okay, Ed Byarsky, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Garden Talk is a weekly feature every Thursday morning on Morning Edition during the spring, summer, and early fall. You can sign up for the podcast or ask your own question about yard and garden care at ktoo.org/gardentalk.
KTOO's Garden Talk with Ed Byarsky is sponsored by Don Abel Garden Center, locally owned since 1936, offering building and garden supplies to both commercial and residential customers throughout Alaska. More at donable.biz.